So I'll just ask you, what is a Young Guns tour and why are they here?
Well, it's got nothing to do with the NRA, and they're not packing. Now, the age of producers across the country is around, the median age is around 56, 57 years old. So that generation of farmers will soon be retiring. And these younger farmers, the sons of many of those elder farmers, are taking their place. And we want to showcase what their assessment dollars are doing to ensure the viability of the cotton industry moving forward for them as they take over those operations.
Now, this tour, they get a chance to learn what?
They'll hear presentations from every division within Cotton Incorporated, from marketing to textile research to agricultural research to the famous commercials, the Fabric of Our Lives commercials that we all know and love. They'll hear everything that Cotton Incorporated does under the Cotton Incorporated umbrella. And hopefully they'll go away with a better understanding, appreciation, and be proud of that program.
Bottom line, it's their dollars at work.
That's exactly right, Randall. You hit it on the head right there. Their dollars built this research facility. So we want to showcase their facility to them and keep up their support for it, hopefully.
But speaking of dollars, it's not their dollars that's necessarily bringing them out here. You depend on some sponsors to do that, don't you?
We couldn't do it, Randall, with just the money that I'm allotted from the Cotton Board. Most of the money that the Cotton Board receives goes to Cotton Incorporated to implement the program. We have three dedicated sponsors, Syngenta, Monsanto, and John Deere. They have been with us longer than I can remember. They continue to give back to the industry that supports them, and they see a true value in this program. We couldn't do this program without them.
So bottom line to this is, it's just a great learning opportunity for those that get a chance to come and already starting to see some of them really take it in already.
Oh, yes. You'll see them touching the fabric or bending down and looking at the textile spinning machines or touching the fiber when it goes through the carding machine. They're going to be infatuated with what they see tomorrow. Hopefully they'll become ambassadors and go back to the areas where they're from and tell their neighbors about it.
Good deal. Brad Robb with the Cotton Board for Southeast AgNet. I'm Randall Wiseman.